Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess. And now we're actually going to start talking about what there really is to do in Dallas this coming up week and weekend. Cynthia, are you there?
Hi, Ashley. I'm here.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I am great. I have lots of fun things to talk to you about tonight.
I love when Cynthia comes on because we all get to know where we should be out and about. And, you know, I'm kind of looking for the entire gang. I don't know about y'all, but do you wish to find, you know, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, or Tweety Bird? And if you are, you're in luck this week because they're all going to be in Dallas.
Absolutely. On October 5th through 7th, which is this next weekend, you can share in a delightful evening with everyone's favorite Wascally Rabbit and crew at the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Kids of all ages will enjoy a new fusion of on-screen Looney Tunes and live symphony accompaniment based on familiar pieces by Wagner, Rossini, Tchaikovsky, and more. Basically, what this means is the Dallas Symphony Orchestra is going to have a gigantic screen up behind the symphony. They'll be showing classic Looney Tunes cartoons, and the symphony will actually be playing along in real time. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony will spotlight Warner Brothers animated characters and cartoons and celebrated meldings of classical music and animation. It's going to be conducted by George Daugherty, and the DSO is also celebrating the centennial of the birth of Chuck Jones, who's the master animation director of many of the classic Looney Tunes that we know and love, with an exclusive art display. And on Sunday only, they will have a special appearance by costumed actors representing your favorite Looney Tunes characters in the lobby. Tickets for this event start at just $28, and you can buy them and get more information about the show at thedallassymphony.com. So this is something that's going to be fun for kids of all ages and I think a really great family event.
You know, I love the word sale, and I love going somewhere where I don't have the constraints of being inside a mall. Is there anywhere that I can go this week or this weekend that I can get just that?
Absolutely, and I'm with you. I mean, as much as I love shopping at the mall, I really love shopping independent boutiques and supporting local businesses. And this next weekend, the Lover's Lane sidewalk sale will take place on October 5th and 6th. You can find great deals from boutiques and shops all up and down Lover's Lane in between Douglas Avenue and the Tollway, from great stores like Strut, Lover's Boutique, Mine, and Face Logic Spa. If you need a little sugar fix to re-energize after all that walking around, you can head over to Chip's Hamburgers because they will be giving out free ice cream cones from noon to 3 p.m.
That sounds good. You know, the summer months in Texas are really brutal, and when fall and autumn come, getting out and getting in the open air seems to be best. You know, is there anything, Cynthia, that if you really like arts and crafts and you like the word free and you like going to events outside that you could do this weekend as well?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ashley, there's never any shortage of things to do around town. And one of my favorite events is the Cottonwood Art Festival. It's a biannual event which features works from the nation's top visual artists, and it includes all kinds of categories from ceramics, digital art, drawings, fiberglass, jewelry, leather, metalworking, painting, photography. I mean, you name it, it's going to be there. This event is located in scenic Cottonwood Park in Richardson, and this prestigious art show has been a part of Richardson for over 40 years. The next festival will take place on October 6th and 7th, and the best part, admission is free. Cottonwood isn't just about art, though. The festival also features local bands who will perform rock, country, jazz, blues, all kinds of music. So you can be, while you're checking out the courtyard and sitting in the shade listening to some music, there's also food and spirits that you can enjoy, and they're going to have a children's area called Art Stop, where kids can have the opportunity to create a sculpture hat from scrap, design a masterpiece in plaster, add to an enormous collage, or practice their hand at sculpting clay on a real potter's wheel. So whether you're shopping for art or want to listen to music and just enjoy the outdoors, or you want to make some art of your own, Cottonwood has something for everybody. The park is just east of the intersection of Beltline Road and Coit, and full details are available at cottonwoodartsfestival.com. So it's a really fun event. Hopefully it won't rain like it did this weekend, and everybody can get outside and enjoy the beautiful fall weather and some fantastic art.
Sounds fantastic, Cynthia. You know, you always know exactly where to go in this Metroplex.
Well, I pride myself on finding the best resources for your listeners, Ashley.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, that's all, folks, for the weekend edition of Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. You know, if you've missed anything in this segment or wish to know more about this and what's going on in the Metroplex and what it has to offer, you want to go online to www.osocynthia.com. Cynthia, I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you so much. I'll have all the details about the events I talked about, as well as many others. So head on over to my site, check it out, and I hope you and your listeners have a fabulous week, and I'll be back next Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting Daffy Duck.
Awesome. Thanks, Ashley. Bye.
Bye. Cynthia's always got what's going on in town, and it's always amazing because it's not just for certain demographics or certain things. You really can take your children to some of these things. Some of these things are very, you know, high dressed, high brow, as well as you can just sit back and drink some beer and some other events. So it's kind of nice. You know, and also, though, you know, we always have our perspectives, and on perspectives, we always have to have the Busey Minute. So now, Jake Busey with his Busey Minute.
All right, this is Jake Busey with Random Thoughts coming at you from California over the airwaves of Texas. Home state for some of my family members. Dad's side of the family's from Houston, Baytown, Galveston. Well, there's been some changes down there. Anyway, I'm a native Californian, born and raised in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Malibu area. Some would say it was a good life. Others would say I woke up climbing over comatose bodies who had been out partying for 6 and 7 days straight and just happened to collapse on the living room floor, and I had to get up and go to school in the morning. So, you know, I had a very wild childhood. My father's actor, Gary Busey, born in Baytown, which was formerly Goose Creek. My father was actually born in Goose Creek, Texas, but it doesn't exist on the map anymore. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I love the way Jake puts things. And you know, it's kind of funny that we have Ron on tonight because I'm not sure, but he's done a lot of reality shows. Ron, have you done any shows with Gary Busey in it or Jake?
I have not. No, that's something I haven't had the pleasure of doing yet.
Well, hopefully you'll get a chance to do that. I've heard that. I know Jake. I know Gary very well, but I've heard that Gary can be kind of crazy on those shows, kind of fun, and I know Jake would be the same. So maybe that'll be something in the future as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm a big fan of actually both of their work. So.
Yeah, they're great. And talk about perspective and individuality. What are your favorite, or what was your, or what currently is your favorite TV series that you've worked on?
There's a lot of shows that I enjoy, clearly. But, if I had to pick one, I'd say my favorite show to work on would be a show that I do for the Food Network called The Great Food Truck Race. I've done the show from the beginning, so I've been there from the conception, which is something I'm really proud of. And I've met some of my closest TV and film industry friends in LA from that show. That's probably my favorite show to produce.
How many seasons has it gone so far?
Three, actually. And I believe tonight, I don't know what time where it is on everyone's side of the world, but I believe tonight was the season 3 finale.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
Anytime you can take, a film crew and 8 food trucks and literally drive across country for three seasons now, it's a good time.
That sounds great. I love food. I like driving.
Yeah.
I've
traveled across the country doing what I do. And most of it is because of that show. And we go to places that, you know, I would never visit otherwise. And it's really, really, you know, just a fun show to be a part of.
I don't know about the food truck show with this thought, but when you're dealing with reality shows and you're dealing with people just in general, yeah. I guess you could say in the other as well, do you really get to see like the characters really evolve and you kind of get to see it over multiple seasons?
Yeah, you know, this is, you really do. I mean, it's maybe not necessarily multiple seasons because really, most competition shows, you don't get the same cast. A lot of times I come in, a show that's already established, and this is, my first year. Like if you take like Big Rich, for example, Big Rich Texas for Style, this is my first season. So this is really my first time kind of getting to know the ladies, which is an interesting perspective because you see them on TV and you see how they are. And then you meet them personally, and you kind of start dealing with them, behind the scenes and setting things up for the show. And you know, it's really kind of, it's an interesting perspective, getting to see that and kind of growing with them and seeing what your perceived notion of the characters are, and then kind of getting to know them on a different level is really kind of cool to me.
That's neat. You know, when we come back after this short break, we're going to be talking with Ron about his film, Bright Ideas. And we're going to talk about the idea of conception to the follow through and the inspiration that he had to write this and to produce it and direct it. So stick with us, Ron. Stick with us, listeners. And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.